Doran, what did you do to Gautier?
Why is it important to Gautier to end your family line? Or
dastardly and manipulative.
What do we do now?
Tell us, Doreen!
Whoa!
What a huge mistake I've made.
It's nothing I've seen before.
Hands are like onions.
Like, if anybody can untie the knots that are holding that there.
I'm not stealing this from you, Mom.
This brutality!
Oh my god.
That's all I know about it. It's a bad time.
Is there anything clouding your mind, maybe?
She shakes her head.
Shakes a yes or no? Tell us, Doreen! Welcome back to Dice Shame. This is Season 2, Episode 85, Every Mother's Son.
MVP this week is Caliber from our Discord. Caliber just wrote yesterday that they have 3 episodes left before they're caught up, and they're addicted to the show in the best way possible. I hope this makes your day, Caliber. You are this week's MVP.
Hell yeah, you are.
All right, should we play some D&D?
Yeah, let's do it.
Ow, ow!
So, Alex, you got a new mic there. You said this was for recording vocals for music. When have you been doing music? Tell us about this. This is new. Do you sing in Doran's voice?
So,
Doran, it's your time.
Oh, yeah.
Doran, it's my time.
Turn the Doran up.
Well, okay, so it started almost 3 years ago, I guess. 2021, yeah. My cousin Courtney, our cousin Courtney, was home with her husband, Pato.
Oh, yeah, we're related.
Wah! Yes.
Yeah. And Pato and I were like, we should do a jam. And then I was like, hey, Roman, we should do a jam. And Chris Avalos, our other cousin, these are all cousins and siblings, were like, oh, let's do this jam. And so we got together for a jam, and we decided, like, Roman was trying to get recording, and him and I were talking about doing some recording and stuff together, right? Anyways, long story short is we decided, okay, we're going to record this jam. So we went in, like, blind and just recorded, like, a full beginning-to-end album of, like, pure improv. And I'll send you guys the
jammy
link.
Songs.
Cool.
It was called Strawberry Jam.
No, that's great. Peanut butter and jam.
Toe jam.
Then we did it a second year in a row, and that was 2022.
So, sorry, your first improv record, was that just you and Roman, or did you have Chris and Pato?
No, it was Chris and Pato and Roman and I.
Cool. So, obviously, Chris is playing percussion.
Yeah.
I think I heard one of the songs from one of those jams, actually.
What were the rest of you playing? I know that you play guitar.
Well, I'm singing and playing the guitar, and
so you were
Roman's on the
vocals
bass
as well?
Yes. All
cool.
Improvised.
Mm-hmm. It's all percussion.
It's a D&D session.
It's actually like, I laugh because I think it's pretty impressive. Like, as a musician, if I tell you other musicians that this is an album that was no ideas went into it, it was just like off the floor, like it's a little bit more impressive than if you heard it and went, what the fuck is this shit, you know?
So wait. So you're saying that regularly if you listen to it, you'd go, what the fuck is this shit?
Well, maybe.
But know that we were faking it as we made it, you know, making it up as we go along. We're just kind of feeling it out.
It's pretty good. That's pretty good. It's the auteur shit, you know? It's like, oh, this is an experimental film. Like, you got to the band's name is No Direction.
Exactly.
Wait, you're going to charge me $249 for this?
What the
or
hell?
Or $297? What's the... Name my price. Well, I'll name a price.
Yeah, you don't have to pay for it at all. This is all listen as you
isn't
may.
Isn't No Direction that... Isn't that already taken?
I was just about to say, isn't No
That's
Direction...
One Direction.
Oh, it's One Direction.
You're like, was that the band that Harry Styles was in? No Direction?
That's the one.
No, just Harry Alex.
Is the album called Special Sauce Cup?
No. It's I was just trying to come up with an album cover, uh-huh. And that was a screenshot I had of like a pizza order, and I like snagged the special cup, uh-huh. And it was 3 for $2.97, and then Roman slapped No Direction on it and made it 4 because there was 4 people in the band, and then
that's perfect.
And then the second album we did with his Roman's brother too, who plays the keys, the synth. He's like really good.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen, check out. No. wearenodirection.bandcamp.com
Yeah.
To buy the No Direction double album.
Or send us a gift.
Or send us a gift.
Just buy it for us. None of us are paying for it.
There's two albums. There's No Direction, the eponymous, and then there's No Direction, the second album, No Expectations.
If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift this year, No Expectations is your expectation.
Valentine's Day is coming up. And we're
just tell your friends to have no expectations.
Get that perfect something for that
Valentine's
someone.
Day already happened. There's actually a really interesting project done back in like 2008, 2009 by this one producer where they would bring in three different artists who'd never worked together every like one day a week, and they would get like 8 hours to write a song together, and they made a full album.
Very cool.
Called Record of the Week Club.
Yeah, it's called No Expectations.
Well, it's funny you say it because I used to do this a lot back in the 70s and stuff. I was talking with a neighbor who's also a music teacher and a guru.
Traveling Wilburys.
Well, no, more like Toto and stuff like Quincy Jones. And he'd have like a bunch of other major artists play. And you wouldn't know, but they're in the background kind of like playing other stuff. But they'd write songs together in the studio and like put together these ideas. And like, you know, just kind of neat. And my neighbor was saying how it's kind of sad that we've gotten away from that. Now everybody just releases like pop singles. Like you'll have a band that releases one song.
Bastards.
I guess it depends what you mean by everybody's doing a thing. Because certainly I think the big labels are doing one thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
But then you've got more opportunities than ever
totally.
For people to have decent equipment and record something 100%. Spur of the moment and put it out there. So I think more music is probably being recorded now than
you're absolutely right.
Before.
So yeah.
More music by more amateurs. and that's not such a bad thing. I mean, they could be very, very talented amateurs, but I'm just saying like, I don't even know what I'm saying.
I love it. I'm all about it.
I don't really want to be around anymore.
the barriers to entry are different.
Put it this way. Anytime someone is creating something instead of just consuming something, I think that's really amazing. You know, so many people are just reading things that other people write or listening to things that other people record or watching TV shows
totally.
Or whatever, but to like actually be putting some creativity in the other direction out into the world, even if it's just, you know, four or five guys doing like a jam band thing once a year, I think is amazing and good for you.
All right. You've convinced me. Let's record an episode of Dice Shame.
Yes. Or like five people coming together to create something new.
It'll be $250 a download for this episode.
$297? What was the...
If you're listening, you will have already paid the price of admission.
That's wearenoexpectations.bandcamp.com.
This has been a phishing scam this entire time. We have stolen so many credit card numbers.
What a disappointing name for a phishing scam. I really wish like some, you know, bass or pike would be coming in the mail, but nope. Credit card stuff. Only stupid anchovies.
Anchovies are great.
Funnily enough, I release all my malevolent music on Bandcamp and I...
Oh, do you?
Yeah. But I got a notification and they were like, oh, you've passed like this benchmark as an artist. And I sold over $500 of songs just from the Malevolent soundtrack. But it totally came out of nowhere.
That's
like,
awesome.
I didn't expect it. It's just like this kind of talent. There's only like four or five songs on there or something like that.
Yeah.
So, but it opened this new thing where it's like, $500? I could say I'm a very, very minor recording artist.
Totally.
Like there's like a sliding scale of like, here's where you're at and here's where you can be.
Yeah.
I'm like
you're
right
on
before
the
first, getting on the chart, but I'm technically on the chart in the smallest percentage.
You're in the starting blocks.
I mean, $500 is a little more than beer and pizza money for, right? Like that's totally next level.
It comes in drips and drabs, but it felt really weird to get because like the email that they send you is like, congratulations. Congratulations, you know, artist. And I was like, artist?
Whoa.
It's like,
hello.
I like the feel.
How shiny
of
this feels.
You get a message through Bandcamp. It's like, hey, someone commented on your No Direction band website page. And it's like, hey, I'm irate there. And it's like,
who the heck is Rob D?
Ha ha. Good one. It's like a buddy of mine.
Classic.
That's good. I publish writing on my articles have to go up on Medium. And the weird thing about that is that to earn money on there, you have to have like 100 followers basically on there of your account. Wow. So that means that every time you're like just sort of like slowly watching that number tick up. Like, come on, man. Come on. I'm sitting at like, I'm in like, I've stalled out at like, I don't know, like 92 or something.
And
I'm
that's what bots are for.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, non-binary friends, head to www.medium.com/Alex.
I wasn't ready for this plug.
Yeah.
You can read my stuff like David Sedaris's Fight Club, and
I don't think he wrote Fight Club, Alex.
You've been misinformed.
No, he did not, but I wrote it. I rewrote the opening as if David Sedaris wrote it in a personal essay. Or things like A Paranormal Dating Bestiary. It's medium.com/@, like the symbol, alex.n.
So. I wish it was longer and more awkward. I wish both of your URLs were longer, more awkward.
I know.
Funny.
So much more punk.
Geocities
/
angel fire / /
tilde
XX angel _ 69.
Sweetie baby fire. But yeah, so medium.com/@
alex.n.
What's the N stand for? No, just kidding.
Narwhal.
And
nice.
And Rob, you don't have a site to boost.
I don't.
We'll boost you.
Here. Just dice shame.
Just Rob, send Rob.
Go. Just send Rob money.
Send Rob Uber Eats money.
Yeah, sure. You know.
Buy him a
bond me.
Bond me
buy
sandwich?
Him a bond.
Yes.
Fix his car.
Yeah. Fix
bond
Rob's
me.
Car.
Bond me. Cool. Yeah, so noexpectations.com and medium.
It's no direct, I'll just say it. We are no direction.bandcamp.com.
I
already did it.
You kept calling it no expectations.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I really?
Yeah, that's okay.
I wasn't trying to do that.
55 times.
I know, that's why I was saying it. I was just saying it.
Well, you know, if you're looking for a name change, yeah, well.
You
were, that's
you
why
were
I
entirely
that.
Wrong. It's just that's the name
I
of the
was
house.
It wasn't just that you were making
that's
shit up full cloth.
Hey, you were making up right. This whole intro anyways the whole time. We're just in the spirit of the...
We're just riffing. Yeah. We're just improvising.
That's right. And download Malevolence music at malevolent.bandcamp.com probably.
Yeah, and fix Rob's car.
And fix Rob's car at fixrobscar.com.
Fix Rob car. Fixrobscar.com.
Fix Rob car.
Fix Rob's car.
I want to go to that website.
Keep clicking the button just for to like see when the car gets fixed. It's like a cookie clicker.
No, there's no fixrobcar.com.
Yeah, which means the URL's available.
Yes.
Fixrobcar.com.
Someone buy it. Buy it.
Quick. $10.
Oh, I should not tell Andy, he will buy it.
I mean, this. I've spent more for a bit.
Man, we used to have a bit all the time when Chris was on the Invictus stream called don'twhatchrisdo.com.
Yeah.
And I was so tempted to be like, to buy it, but I never committed to the bit fully.
You had a lot of fake URLs that you were promoting.
Yeah, I like the fake URL gag. It's just that's always funny one. To me mm-hmm. to be like, oh, you know, fixrobcarr.com.
Yep, fixrobcarr.
Speaking of fixrobcarr.com.
Have you ever been to we should
hot
play D&D now.com?
I've never been.
I've been to dicehamepodcast.com.
Have you guys ever been to who the fuck is my D&D character.com?
I think yes.
It's called.
Yeah.
I think you missed my joke, though, honestly, guys.
No, we got
no,
it.
I got it.
We all got it.
It's like,
for that and more amazing content, go to wearenodirection.bandcamp.com.
Go to fix Rob Carr.
Improv.
That's
but yeah, let's do D&D.
Let's do it. Red, Jack, Doran, Mari, and Alistair all stand in Doreen Ironfist's bedchambers. This frail older dwarf is lying in bed, and she is clasping Doran's hand weakly. Red, you've just gone through Gautier Brighthelm's backpack and found a very interesting letter. The broken seal on the paper is a black wax stamp in the shape of a rolling wave.
Red slowly opens the letter in his hands. We appreciate your generosity. Next target acknowledged. Sources suggest he's traveling to Waterdeep, where we can have an agent waiting to intercept. Considering military background, payment is 500 gold.
We await confirmation. Doran. And Red, like, folds the letter and kind of tucks it away and just says, I think Otier is the one who hired me to try to kill you.
Hired you to kill him? What?
I mentioned it a few times. I used to work for the Dark Tide. They hired me to kill Doran, and I had a change of heart. But I think it was Gautier that hired me, Doran.
Doran looks up slowly from his mother, almost not taking his eyes off of her.
And Red sort of steps back and puts a hand on his head. I don't know what to say. I guess... I don't know. And he kind of looks to Jack for a second, a bit hollow.
We knew someone did. It just happened to be Gautier, right?
Yeah, but... I mean... Look, Doran, you've done a bunch of stuff in your life. Stuff that is questionable, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess part of me always thought that it was somebody from your past that you wronged, you know? Someone from stunted Danlin's Peak or an old military buddy that you... A bad cold got his arm chopped off, but... It makes me wonder how many of those people that I, you know, I mean, how many of them were just scorned lovers or poor friends or cousins who... What did you do to him, Doran? What did you do to Gautier to warrant this kind of... this brutality? And Red kind of like head spins for a second. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. And Red walks over and kind of sits in the corner.
Mari's just not sure what to think and just kind of looking at Red as he starts to sort of spiral out and then looking at Jack like, what do we do now?
Jack is sort of pensive, wheels spinning in his head. He's really vividly remembering that moment we glimpsed, thanks to our mushroom friend, of Gautier and Doreen talking and how Gautier talked about ending the Iron Fist line and the last of the Iron Fists, and that was something, sort of a thing he said his goal was in that moment. Doran, why is it important to Gautier to end your family line or anything? Are you set to inherit something that he wants? Does Doreen have something that he wants to inherit that would get in the way if tradition were to stand true?
Doran, not really taking his eyes off of his mother, continues to gently clasp his mother's hand.
Jack, I have no clue why Gautier would want me dead or to torture my mother in such a brutal way. She's so old and frail. What the hell has he been doing to you? Mom, is there any reason why Gautier would want me dead?
Tears begin to well in her eyes. And as one rolls down her cheek, she opens her mouth to speak, but is unable to do so. And so she finishes with kind of a dejected shrug.
I want to find out what she's trying to communicate. Is she trying to communicate that she doesn't know with a shrug? Or is she trying to say that she doesn't know how to tell me something?
Ah, so that's an insight roll.
Okay. It's going to be an 8 total?
She seems sad and frustrated.
I snatch the letter and flipping it to a blank area, I reach across her bed to her side table and there's a pencil there.
Mm.
If I put it in her hand, can she try to scribble something down for me?
Yeah. So you give your mother this letter, this assassin letter. And on the back, you flip it over and you give her a pencil. She holds it in her curled hands and then looks up to you expectantly for a question she might answer.
Is there another reason why Gautier would want to kill me? Other than, of course, my missteps.
With a shaking hand, Doreen begins to scrawl in Dwarvish script. 2 words. And each word seems to sap strength from her. That at the end, she pushes the piece of paper towards you on her lap and closes her eyes for respite And Dorian, you read the shaky words, "My fault."
Brutal.
That's brutal, Mom.
Mari, do you have a sense of what ails her? Is she just that old, or do you think that she really has a rock plague?
I don't know if it's rock plague, but it's certainly. And she goes a little closer. And can I do a medicine check?
You absolutely can.
And she coughs directly into Mari's mouth.
Yeah.
Whatever she's got, I've got it now.
Constitution saving throw. Oh,
God. You love to see it.
Ooh, I rolled a 27.
Ooh.
Holy shit.
Yes.
Mari, this woman is not suffering a case of the old. She's also not suffering from any kind of communicable disease that you can tell. There, you know, she doesn't have a fever. She's not, she doesn't have any kind of rash. You know, you're running through these like lists of things in your head that it could be, and nothing applies.
Can I see any, are there any marks on her body or that I can see, like on her hands or arms or face or neck or anything?
She's got pentagrams on the back of her hands.
Some, yeah, she has stigmata. Tattoos. I was going to say she's got a sweet tramp stamp.
Cursed amulet.
Yo, Dora, your mom is sick.
No, she doesn't have any strange markings to your knowledge.
Jack, I don't know. I can't. I'm trying to think through everything, every kind of disease that I've dealt with, every sort of sickness that I've worked on, I've tried to help heal, and I don't know what this is.
And Doran sort of overhears this, and breaking his silence from deep thought, he turns up to you and looks at you, Mari, and says,
"So what you're telling me, she's not just incredibly old or ill? There's something, like a spell that's been cast on her?"
"Something is wrong. It's not age. I mean, your mother is old, Doran, but that's not what's causing it, and it's nothing mundane. It's nothing I've seen before."
"So, have we got like a healing potion or something we just let her take a drink from? I mean,
my options are like hit her with the staff of healing, see if that helps. What else do I got? I got
hit her.
Greater restoration? I don't know.
Oh, that might do the trick. I've got the lesser version in a charm."
"Yeah."
Red stands up in the corner. He walks over. "She said that it's her fault. You don't know what's ailing her. It's not medical."
"No."
Doreen, and Red walks over, and the paper's still there, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. Doreen, do you hear any voices? Is there anything clouding your mind, maybe?"
She shakes her head.
"Shakes it, yes or no?" "Tell us, Doreen."
Yeah. Roll insight.
It's a non-committal kind of waggle.
Oh, really?
Yeah, almost like she's a baby with a weak neck. No, I'm just kidding. She shakes her head very weakly. No.
I think it probably... And Red's eye falls to her for a second. And then he turns to Doreen with kind of a quizzical look, and he goes, "Doran, is your mom wearing anything, any jewelry or anything that seems out of place for her?"
And looking at her, is she wearing any jewelry or?
She is wearing her standard set of earrings that you know her to wear. She's got a couple of rings on as well. No necklaces.
I'm not stealing this from you, Mom.
Doran slowly removes the jewelry from his mother.
Her earrings are not a problem. And as you remove the rings from her right hand, you recognize the ring that your father gave her 50 years ago on an anniversary of some kind. You recognize another ring, a family heirloom. And then you come to a ring on her left hand that you do not recognize.
Whoa.
It's gold inlaid with a square red ruby, and no matter how you try, you are unable to remove it.
Whoa. Whoa, hold on. Look at this.
It's not coming off?
It's not coming off, and it's also not one that I recognize. I mean, these are heirlooms, but this one is, hold on, a red ruby.
Doreen's face has gone ashen white.
Doreen, stop.
Yeah.
No, Doreen, I think that's...
She takes Doreen's hand, like, very gently. And I imagine it's, like, very light and, like, that kind of, like, onion skinny feel.
Ew.
That...
Like, ew, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Get the like, butter.
Like, it's very...
smells like onions.
Onion skinny hands?
I'm just saying they have layers.
Like, onion skin?
Do you know what onion
like,
skin?
It flakes off and, like, just falls to the floor, you know?
It's like, she means, like, translucent.
You're trying to peel an old person. It's
like a
just
thin Japanese paper.
Yeah.
Someone in the audience is...
Papery skin.
No, old people have thin hands, but it's not dry like onion skin. It's like...
Yeah, wait...
Anyways, hope.
You pick up her hand and it just blows away in the wind.
Oh, God. It's all in my backpack. I should have gotten a grocery bag.
Well, hopefully the ring isn't attached to anything anymore. Then.
God, there's a weird smell to it.
Doreen, your mom's weird.
Hands are like onions. Old people hands.
You can do all kinds of things with them.
Oh.
So you take her hand very gently.
Yeah, so I'm assuming she can tell it's magic.
Yes, Mari, as your hand closes over Doreen's hand, you feel that this ring does possess magic.
Can I do a history check on it?
Yep. Roll history.
Oh, I rolled an 8.
You don't recognize this ring.
Guys, it is a magic ring and it's not coming off, and I could try something to maybe get her to unattune from it to get this to stop working. I could try to help, but I don't know. I'm a little.
What if it's the only thing that's keeping her together at this point? And you make
it's
her
like the ribbon around my the God. Neck.
Yeah.
Story.
The green ribbon.
I can help too. And Red holds up a knife.
Cut off her finger.
Whoa.
Do what you can, Mari. I think, look, we're here now. We might not get another opportunity. Who knows what Gotia has waiting for us? And you could do it this time.
There's no one who knows magic rings like you do, Jack says, touching the ring on his finger that makes magic that you wove together and put into this meteorite band. And like, if anybody can untie the knots that are holding that there, you've got the skills for this.
Okay. And she holds Doreen's hand and sort of puts both hands on it and closes her eyes and starts to concentrate. And there's this light that starts to form around sort of around her chest, and it flows down her arms and into her hand. And you can sort of hear the voices of, you know, other women kind of whispering in the background as all of this magic starts to pour out of her into Doreen, into her hand, and tries to push it like into Doreen's body to try to heal her.
You feel it first in the temperature of her hand. It warms perceptibly. And then as color begins to return to Doreen's skin, this strange substance, almost like ash, begins to peel off of her face and her arms and her hands. And it disintegrates to dust as it hits the floor. Doreen looks up at you, Mari, with clear eyes, and then looks around the room almost as if for the first time, until her eyes land on Doreen. And she says,
"My son."
"Mom. Thank you. And he turns to his mother and kisses her on the cheeks and on the face.
And Mari, the ring drops off into your hand.
Here, Red. Oh. Got another ring for you.
She slips into the
Oh, Alistair, you needed it.
Here, Alistair. Will you promise to be mine?
Does it look any different?
The ruby in it, this square-cut gem, glistens like spilled blood.
Here, Mari, put in this. And Red grabs one of the boxes, the infernal puzzle boxes that was open.
Nice.
And he holds it out to like kind of drop it in like it were hot.
Can I take a look at it quick before you seal it away?
Are you sure that's wise, Jack? Your magic's so wild right now.
I don't need to touch it. I just wanted to take a look and see if I recognized it at all.
I can't wait to find out who you guys put this ring on, because they're going to get fucked.
Zolkin!
Absolutely. Rob, you can roll a history check for me.
How about 24?
Okay. Something tickles the back of your mind, Jack, and you remember having read about a ring like this. You think that it's called the Ember Ring, possibly? You know that it's not fatal to the person who wears it, but it's definitely going to give them a bad time.
Do I know what happened to the last person who wore it?
Yeah, Mari uncursed them.
Okay. Right here.
History, 24.
No, you don't recall.
Okay. I think Jack just does the wizard thing and goes, the Ember Ring, as Red is sealing it away inside.
So mysterious.
Oh.
That's all I know about it. It's a bad time. I think we all got that.
Red puts it in the infernal puzzle box and shuts it. Doesn't lock it, but might be good to use if we ever need to, you know. And Red puts it in his bag of holding.
Doran, his eyes welling with tears of joy. Oh my god. I'm so happy that this was just a cursed ring and you're not actually sick.
Doreen grabs you around the shoulders and pushes you back and holds you at arm's length and gives you like a deep look in your eyes. And then she says,
it's been so long.
It has been. And he clasps her shoulders as she is clasping his.
Doran, my son.
And you see her eyes just darting all over your face. She's taking in the details. She's looking at the gray hair that are popping up in your beard and on your temples. She's looking at, you know, the flecks of blood at your armor. She's like, you watch her absorb you.
Every day, I hoped that you would walk through that door.
Mom, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I left. I'm sorry that I stayed away for so long. I couldn't face you any longer after Goran and Lauren. And there's nothing else I can say other than, you know, it was always a mistake. It was never meant to happen. I don't even know what happened to them. And you know, these are my very powerful friends. I mean, look what my friends I've made. That's Red. And that's Jack. And this is Mari. And that's Alistair. There's so much to catch up on. I'm sorry that I ever left you.
You look like a hero, Doran.
You see pride in Doran's eyes.
And I knew that you were going to make me proud.
I've been making a name for myself, Mom. I really have.
Why did it take you so long to come home?
I was afraid. And I was embarrassed about the mistakes that I've made and how I represented our name. And I was afraid that you might not want to see me again. In fact, I almost never did come home because I was certain that you never wanted to see me again. But now I see you and I realize what a huge mistake I've made.
Son, I told you from when you were a small boy, learning the art of the forge, that even when you misfire an instrument, when you make a mistake, it's about learning and doing better next time. And that there's nothing you could do, really, that would take you from my heart. And it saddens me to think that you forgot that somewhere along the way.
And he puts his hand on your cheek and he says, no more sadness. No more sadness. Let's move forward. I'm here with you now. And you're much better than you were. Thanks again
my very powerful friend Mari here.
But I'm afraid, Doran, that this is my own stupid fault.
Why would you think that?
You know your cousin has always had his own ways.
Of course.
You haven't been home for such a long time that you didn't see him rise to power in the community, but, well, I long suspected he was using illicit means. Getting rid of his competition, blackmail, that kind of thing. And I wrote a letter before the election to the council to warn them of my suspicions. But Gautier intercepted it somehow and he came to see me. It was ugly at first. At first, I just laid it all bare and I asked him to do better. But he flew off the handle at me. There was some miscommunication. This was only a few months ago, but I've relived that night every day since.
Yeah, but Mom, it was never your fault that you were trying your hardest. You had the right thinking. Your heart was there. You were just trying to do good. The fact that he intercepted it just shows how cruel and terrible a person he is. How dastardly and manipulative. About how he slept in his house. And
Doran, you don't even understand the half of it.
And she gives you this painful look.
Doran, that night, things escalated. He admitted a terrible truth that he'd been carrying for many decades. That it was him, Doran, so long ago, with Goran, with Lauren, it was him. He was responsible for the darkness that lost your brothers in the mountain.
What? What? Doran. It's.
Yes, Doran.
It's. What?
On hearing that, I lost my mind with rage and fury. And I promised him that you would avenge your brother's death. And that was too much for him to know. You were always his better. And he knew that if I told you the truth of this, that it would be his death. And so, he ruined me with this ring and kept me prisoner in this house. He promised me he would kill you first and that I would know it.
In the silence, the others in the room can nearly hear my teeth grinding against each other. And I look up to my mother and I say, "You're right. I am going to kill him."
Thank you to our wonderful patrons Adam Fry, Afflicted Adina, Aizu Yukai, Allison Wright, Merlin, Anne, Atholagoth, Axel, Barry Jennett, Casey, Cecil Lee Wilson, Sherry Rose Anderson, Christopher, Colin Burkhart, Crow, Daniel, Dippity, Flynn, Gareth Bradshaw, Haley, Harper the Mox, JD, Joy Robinson, Julie Holderman, Jury, KR, KM, Cade, Lasagna, Last Ruth on the Left, Leader J, Liz, Lorelei Feldman, Manda Pants, Merrick Smoon, Matilda Rushing, Melinda Curley, Moon, Oakland, Quill Bennett, Regan, Wren, Scotty, Shannon Waldner, S-Ray 96, T Tegan, Tea Kettle, Tony Pepperoni, Trin, Waffle 427, Xander Morning Dove, Zach House, and Zephyrus. Thank you so much! Woo!
With a shaking hand, she begins to write in dwarvish script. What?
No, the mind makes a lot. Just
she draws.
Awful, like,
she draws a dick butt.
I just it's like, you know, like nothing. Like, it's like really. And he's like, oh, mother, there's a hill. A hill nearby?
It all makes sense to me. Like,
yeah. That's good. That's really funny.
She draws one of those S's.
One of those S's.
Mom, that's so cool.
She just draws one anime eye.
And then big tits.
I want you to put this at the end of the episode.
If you did.
I love that the Wikipedia page just calls it the cool S. That's the...
Yep.
Oh, my God. She draws that picture where there's a guy looking over the edge of something. It's just his nose and his lips.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Just a peace sign of smiley face and a yin yang.
Fuck you.
You deserve it, Doran.
I think Otier is the one who hired me to try to kill you.
Hired you?
Well,
oh.
It's my whole backstory. I don't know if you remember.
Right, sorry.
That's, I was confused. Mari can say that. You can't.
That is our word. That is our unknowledge. Yeah.
I was thrown for a second, sorry.
But no, it's okay. It
threw me there. I'm like, is that your letter?
And then as color begins to return to Doreen's skin, this strange substance, almost like ash, begins to peel off of her face. And
it's
her,
like onion skin.
Her arm.
Sorry.
I was going to go there, but I... It was just, she was on a roll, but...